Could you explain to me your motive?
Well, the long-range motive that we have is to try to shorten as much as possible the duration of the occupation, to hasten as much as possible the ending of the occupation of the West Bank, and bringing about the division of this land between the Israelis and the Palestinians in a two-state peaceful solution. This is the long-term goal. More realistically, we thought that this time is an opportunity to continue the momentum which was already started by the artists in Israel, which boycotted Ariel, and have shown that actually this consensus about the inevitability of this settlement as something which is here to stay and cannot be changed is actually a fake consensus.
Now, how large a settlement is Ariel?
Ariel has a few tens of thousands of settlers in there, and the college has about 10,000 students, so it's not insignificant, but we think that it is extremely able to be taken down, and this is not something which is impossible to do. The removal of the settlements, even a large settlement like Ariel with the college included, is something that Israel can do and must do if it wants to reach that division of this land.
What has the government's response been to your letter?
So the official response that was voiced in the public by the Minister of Education was that they are very much against any sort of boycott, and that they are very sorry that we took this action. There was, unfortunately, and actually surprisingly, a reaction by the heads, the organization of the heads of the universities in Israel. There is such an organization, which basically is a committee where all the university heads meet. The head of this committee is headed by the president of the Ben-Gurion University in the Negev, and they voiced their opposition to this action, which I thought was surprising, and many other academics thought it's surprising, because this committee is usually dealing only with higher education issues and not with political matters. And by their reaction, they basically placed themselves as supporters of the college in the settlement, which I think is a very problematic position for them to be.